After making a careful study of the subject, he concluded in Mein Kampf, "I could no longer doubt that there was not a question of Germans who happened to be of a different religion, but rather that there was a question of an entirely different people. For as soon as I began to investigate the matter and observe the Jews, then Vienna appeared to me in a different light. Wherever I now went, I saw Jews, and the more I saw of them, the more strikingly and clearly they stood out as a different people from the other citizens." The leading intellectual in Vienna touting Teutonomania, the neo-romantic discovery of German exceptionalism, very similar to some forms of Afrocentrism today, was Georg Ritter von Schönrer, whom Hitler followed closely, and whom he later called a profound thinker. A drunk and a brawler, as well as a perfectly loutish anti-Semite and anti-Catholic, von Schönrer was something of a product of Bismarck's Kulturkampf, insisting that Catholics convert to German Lutheranism and even suggesting that parents reject Christian names in favor of purely Teutonic ones, and calling for a ban on interracial marriages in order to keep Slavs and Jews from spoiling the genetic stock. And if Germans couldn't unify into a single racially pure German fatherland, the very least that could be done was to adopt a policy of racial preferences and affirmative action for Germans. But Hitler's true hero in those days was the Burgomaster of Vienna himself, Dr. Karl Luger. The head of the Christian Social Party, Luger was a master politician demagogue, a Viennese Huey Long of sorts, who championed, usually in explosive, sweaty tirades, a mixture of municipal socialism, populism, and anti-Semitism. His infamous calls for anti-Jewish boycotts and his warnings to Vienna's Jews to behave themselves or end up like their co-religionists in Russia were reported in newspapers around the world. Indeed, the emperor had overruled Luger's election twice, recognizing that he could only mean headaches for those who favored the status quo. In 1913, Hitler inherited the remainder of his father's estate and moved to Munich, fulfilling his dream of living in a real German city and avoiding military service for the Habsburg. These were among his happiest days. He spent much of his time studying architecture and delving deeper into pseudo-historical Aryan theories and anti-Semitism, particularly the writings of Houston Stuart Chamberlain. He also renewed his study of Marxism, which both fascinated and repulsed him, appreciating its ideas but becoming utterly convinced that Marx was the architect of a Jewish plot. At the outbreak of World War I, Hitler immediately petitioned King Ludwig III of Bavaria for permission to serve in the Bavarian army, which, after some entanglement with Austrian authorities, was granted.